Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Over time, things tend to get complicated. As tradition and religion and activities begin to pile up all of the debris over what was originally there, the simplicity gets lost. I thought of that several times in a recent visit to the Holy Land. You who have gone know the experience, so you will remember. Frequently, people come to Israel to walk where Jesus walked. And so they will often ask the guide, did Jesus walk here? Now, unscrupulous guides will say, oh, yes, he was in that church, and he probably saw that building, and these were the walls that stood. But those with integrity will pause and say, come here, let me show you something. And we will walk over to precipice, and there's a fence there, and you lean over, and the guide will say, down there, see down there, about 25 feet. See those stones? Yeah. He may have walked there. And you realize that over the passing of centuries, the spoils of war, the sands of time, have slowly but surely covered multiple feet of the original site. Sometimes there is a twinge of disappointment, but those who are more realistic look forward to those places where we can say for sure he walked there. And there's always something beautiful and simple about it. For example, the Sea of Galilee. No way to build a church over that. No pile of rubbish or stack of debris or rocks for people to kiss or all kinds of stuff of tradition and religion or whatever. It's just water. Same surface he walked on. Can't move the shoreline. It's always the best part of a trip. Every time we lead a tour, we have the boats tie up out there when we're in the middle of the sea, and we've asked people often to bring with them a rock, let the rock symbolize some burden they brought with them as they began the tour with us. And they'll have the rock in their hand. And we'll say, tell you what, when we tie up here, we're going to have a little time of teaching. But when the singing and teaching are over, we're going to have about 15 minutes of absolute silence. It's wonderful. You could hear the waves of the sea slap against the hull of the boat. And we say to our friends, the burden you brought with you, let it be contained in the rock and just let it go in the sea. We always ask people when the tour is over what their favorite part of the trip was. And I'll tell you, 95% or more will say, that time on the sea. Why? Because it's back to the original. It's the simple. It's the uncomplicated. And you renew something that over the years has gotten buried.
Over time, life gets complicated, and the simplicity of our faith gets lost. To get back on track, we need to return to the basics of the Christian life and understand what it takes to live God's way. The key is to spend time in the Bible, study it, memorize it, and meditate on it.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, How Can I Begin the Christian Life, was copyrighted in 2005, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.